Let's be on our feet. It is my year of breaking limit. Let's magnify the name of the Lord this morning and give him all the praises. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart, the one that gave us the grace to sleep and to wake up again this morning. Let's lift up our voices wherever we are across the nations of the heart to give God all the glory. He has done great things in our lives. He redeemed our lives from destruction. He satisfied our mouth with good things. He forgiveth all our iniquities. Let's appreciate him from the depth of our heart. Let's connect our heart to the heavens and give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Let's thank him this morning for ordering our steps into his presence. Let's appreciate him. He has done great and marvelous things. Let's give him all the thanks again for this morning. We appreciate you, mighty God. Let's thank him. Let's appreciate him. Again, this morning we are here for an encounter. Lord, I demand for an encounter. I am testing for an encounter this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, encounter via your word. Encounter via your word. Lord, let your word be sent across the nations of the heart to every individual connecting this morning. Lord, we demand for your word. We desire your word, the word of transformation, the word of transfiguration. Lord, we are here again this morning on the altar of prayer. We demand for fresh fire. We demand for fresh zeal. In the name of Jesus Christ, let all our prayers this morning ascend unto heavens as a sweet smelling savor. Lord, we are not going home the same this morning. We are going home changed. We are going home transformed. We are going home transfigured. Let's appreciate him once more. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him quality thanks. We give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Done now and forever, Almighty Father. God, a powerful God, almighty God, a powerful God. You are worthy to receive all our praise. You reign forevermore.
Almighty Father,
almighty God, a powerful God, almighty God, a powerful God. You are worthy to receive all our praise.
Begin our intercessions this morning, and we shall be giving thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus holding many nations of the earth to ransom. Luke chapter 4 and verse 34, that demon spirit cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou hast come to destroy us, thou Jesus of Nazareth. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. And with grateful hearts, let's lift up our voices. Father, we thank you for destroying the spirit of fear. We thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding many nations of the earth even to ransom. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning. Let's give thanks to our Father again. We are appreciating him for destroying the hold of the spirit of fear, tormenting many nations of the earth, the spirit of the fear of coronavirus, tormenting the people. Let's thank him for destroying that spirit. Thank him for the victory he has granted the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we have come this morning to thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, holding many nations of the earth, even in this time, to ransom. We thank you for the liberty. We thank you for the freedom granted. We thank you for destroying the hold of the spirit of fear, tormenting many nations of the earth. We give you quality thanks. We have come this morning to celebrate you. Someone lift up your voice this morning. Let's return the glory. Let's return the praise to our God for the victory over the hold of coronavirus, for terminating the torments of this evil spirit, this evil satanic hold across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Let's ensure a voice of gratitude ascends to God this morning. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for destroying the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus,
tormenting many nations of the earth, holding nations to ransom. We thank you for the liberty. We thank you for the freedom granted to many nations all across diverse continents. Your hand of liberty, your hand of victory has been established. Even this morning we have come celebrating you again, acknowledging your intervention. We make bold to say this is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Someone lift up your voice and show you are giving quality thanks and quality praise back to our good God for destroying the hold of the spirit of fear, the fear of coronavirus that has held many nations of the earth to ransom. Let's appreciate this good God this morning. Lift up your voice. The hold of fear has been destroyed. Liberty has been enforced for the nations. Let's give him quality thanks. Let's magnify his name. The torment of the spirit of fear has been terminated. Father, we thank you. We acknowledge your intervention. We have come this morning celebrating you from the depth of our hearts, acknowledging your intervention, thanking you for terminating the hold of the spirit of fear, the fear of coronavirus that has held many nations to ransom. Even in this time, we celebrate you, we glorify you, we thank you for your intervention, we thank you for the liberty granted to many nations, even at this time. Blessed be your name. We glorify you, faithful God. Lift up your voice one more time. Let's return the glory. Let's return the praise. Let's appreciate our Father. The victory has been won. Coronavirus has been defeated. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Let's give the Lord a big hand this morning, and you may please be seated.
We yet again be rising to give quality thanks unto the Lord. We'll be saying, Father, thank you for opening the doors of all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Amen. And in Matthew chapter 18, 19, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we give quality thanks to the Lord. Father, thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Let's lift up our voices in thanksgiving this morning. Father, thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Let's give him quality thanks. Father, thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Are you giving God quality thanks? Lift up your voice and let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Father, thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions. Thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. Will you lift up your voice? Let heaven register your voice of thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We magnify your name. Thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Father, we give you praise. Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. You said if we shall agree on earth as touching anything that we ask, it shall be done. Father, thank you, because it's done already, that the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth is open. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Father, we thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. We magnify your name. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Will you give, Lord, quality thanks this morning?
Father, we thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Father, we magnify your name because you have done it already. Father, we thank you. We magnify your name for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Lord, we bless your name. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Lord, thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it, Father. Thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Is someone giving God quality thanks that the doors to all educational institutions are open already? Father, we thank you in anticipation. We thank you for your good hand of grace we have seen manifested. Every prayer you have answered, Father, thank you, because we know this is answered already. Father, thank you for the opening of the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Father, we give you praise that our children return back to school on every side. Father, we thank you. We thank you that the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth are open in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for opening the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Thank him and thank him. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, magnify the name of the Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Please put those wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
Next, we are going to be praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Lift up your voice and let us call upon the God of heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs, in all facets of life. Our Father, we are calling upon your name today. We pray in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Call upon the God of heaven, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we are calling upon your name. We are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Lift up your voice, call upon the God of heaven this morning. Pray unto our God, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all dimension, in all facets of life. This is our heart desire, Lord. This is our heart cry this morning. We are calling upon your name, Jesus. Let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthrough. Breakthrough in career, breakthrough in business, in academic, in all facets of life. This year, in the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice unto the Father. Pray unto our God and ask him, Father, this morning we pray, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray unto our God this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer beginning from today. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Father, we are calling upon your name this morning. We are asking, oh Lord, for higher dimension of spiritual growth this year for every winner in the mighty name of Jesus, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, in the name of Jesus, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Lift up your voice, pray unto our God. Our God answers prayer. Call upon the God of heaven, asking him this morning, let every winner experience higher dimension of spiritual growth this year, resulting in supernatural breakthroughs in all facets of life. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer. Pray in faith. Pray from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice to the Lord and give him thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the revelation of your word, empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my rewards. Can I hear a louder amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus and by the revelation of your word, empower me to be steadfast. Oh Lord, empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and by the revelation of your word, I pray, Lord, empower me, engrace me, enable me to be steadfast in my stewardship. Enable me, O Lord, to be steadfast, O Lord, in my kingdom stewardship so as not to miss my rewards. Father, this is my prayer. This is our prayer today. Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the revelation of your word, enable me, empower me, and grace me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Let your voice be heard on high. You are praying for yourself in this prayer. Lift up your voice as you supplicate. Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the revelation of your word, in the name of Jesus, and by the enlightening of the eyes of your word, empower empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Empower me, O Lord, to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and by the revelation of your never-failing word, empower me to be steadfast in my kingdom service, in my kingdom advancement prayer. Father, Lord, empower me to be steadfast, oh Lord, in reaching out to souls. Empower me, oh Lord, to be steadfast, oh Lord. Lord, in my commitments to your kingdom, so as not to miss my reward. Enable me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Engrace me, Lord, by the revelation of your word and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to be steadfast, to be steadfast. Someone lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered at this time. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and by the revelation of your word, empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my rewards. Empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss, O Lord, the rewards, O Lord, of kingdom service. Father, empower me. Father, empower me. Father, empower me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the sound of your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus and by the revelation of your word, empower me to be steadfast in my stewardship so as not to miss my reward. Lift up your hand. Appreciate God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
As we rise again to pray, this shall be our prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Amen. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, the prophet says, O God, revive thy work in the midst of the years. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Pray this prayer with great expectation. Wherever you are across the nations of the earth, lift up your voice and place a demand on God this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the years. Our Father, we cry out to you for every church of Christ across the nations of the earth to experience a great revival as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, our Father, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Let there be a greater fire of revival on every altar. Let there be a greater fire of revival on all ministers. Let your church come under strange fire of revival as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. And Habakkuk cried unto the Lord to revive his work, and that prayer was answered. Lift up your voice, therefore. We are crying to God this morning. O God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival. Let there be a great revival across all the churches of Christ in the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. The glory of the latter house must be greater than the former. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ
across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Oh God, our eyes are on you concerning this matter. Let every church of Christ across the nations of the earth experience a greater revival than ever. Let there be a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Let the everlasting mountains be removed. Let the perpetual hills be removed. Let your church experience a ride on their high places. Lord, we ask of you this morning, revive your work, revive your church. Let there be a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, ensure your voice is registered in heaven. We are praying the will of God this morning. Let your faith be on key. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as a reply for this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a wave of great revival like never before in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we place a demand for a great revival fire, for a great revival wave across the churches of Christ in every nation of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. This is our desire. This is our demand. It must be delivered. Lift up your voice concerning his work, commanding him. This is his command. Pray this morning, therefore, a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, stir up a great revival in every church of Christ across the nations of the earth as an aftermath of this noisome pestilence. Let it be holistic, let it be everywhere, and let your name alone be praised. Lift up your voice and your hand, glorify God. This prayer is answered in Jesus' awesome name we have prayed.
A big hand to Jesus and be seated.
At this time, we shall be rising up to pray our personal supplication as we go before the Lord, giving expression to our heart desires. Let's remember his word in John chapter 16 and verse 24b. The word says very clearly, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Please rise up on your feet wherever you may be across the nations of the earth right now. Begin to pour out your soul unto God concerning those desires of your heart. Give it expression. Let heaven hear you right now. He says to us, ask that your joy may be full. Let him hear you right now. Make sure your heart is connected. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto God. Make sure God is hearing you right now. Take advantage of this moment. Ask, he says, that your joy may be full. Right now, begin to give thanks unto God for answered prayers. God has heard, God has answered. Give him praise, give him glory, magnify his name. Give him thanks. Father, we give you thanks and praise for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
This morning, it is testimony time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies, and we shall share our own in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number one, business and financial breakthrough via the post-resurrection encounter. I joined this commission in August 2017, broken and hopeless. However, it's been 2.5 years now, and the God of Bishop David Oyedepo has continuously taken me through an adventure of glory. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. Last year in May, God blessed me with my first permanent job in one of the leading listed investment companies in East Africa as a manager. This job came in exactly 2 years after I graduated from the university. Together with my new team of four, we developed a progressive web application to connect unemployed youth to their potential employers. 6 months after its launch in 2019, the MasterCard gave us a grant worth $1.4 million to set 10 pilot job centers across Kenya. Also, God blessed me with my first car in 2019 on my 24th birthday. Hallelujah. Secondly, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, our government banned all public gatherings, especially during food distribution, so as to curb the spread of the virus. However, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we built a zero-contact distribution system. The system is now helping government and other supporting organizations to be able to distribute food to the needy with minimal contact. Also, while I trusted God for a miracle through the innovative solution we had developed, I also connected online for all the services, including Covenant Hour of Prayer. When the bishop declared the post-resurrection encounter, I keyed into it, and Jesus showed up. Amen. The first week of May, MasterCard Foundation again extended our grant with 36 million Kenyan shillings to support the just-developed zero-contact distribution system. Let's appreciate Jesus. Indeed, I have with my eyes seen Job 22:29 come to pass. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Umwau Brian from Nairobi, Kenya. Let's put our hands together in appreciation of Jesus. Number two, supernatural turnaround. Since the beginning of the Wonder Double prophetic agenda, I engage in serving God faithfully and rigorously by praying for souls to be established in the kingdom. Meanwhile, my husband was nowhere to be found, and as a result, I became a single parent with two girls in the secondary school. Being a casual staff at my place of work, I struggled to make ends meet.
during one of the services, I heard from God's servant that serving God pays the most. So I engaged fully and told my God that as I served him, it should service my needs. God heard my cry and intervened. At my place of work, I was confirmed as a regular staff with salary increment, which was enough to pay the school fees of my two daughters for the whole year in school. Let's appreciate Jesus. We live in a rented apartment, but now I have enough money to purchase my own land and build my own house. Hallelujah. Furthermore, I am now debt-free. Indeed, I have seen the reality of Matthew 6:33 and Revelation 22 verse 12 fulfilled in my life as a result of being focused on God. I give all the glory to God. The testifier is Josephine Okwesa. For this amazing testimony, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for God in appreciation.
For those awesome testimonies, let's lift our voices and our hands to heaven and give the glory to God this morning. Give thanks and give praise to his name. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. These are the doings of God and they are marvelous in our eyes. We cannot take them for granted. Let us offer gratitude. Let us offer gratitude unto God from the depth of our hearts. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and all the adoration. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Give him the glory also for the answers he has given to every one of our prayers. Appreciate him for answering our prayers this morning. Father, we thank you for the answer to our prayers. And now begin to ask him to speak to you today. Lord, I'm here to hear directly from you. Speak to me today by your word. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, I've come to hear from you today. Speak to me by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Our Father, we give you the praise and glory this morning. Thank you for the testimonies that we have heard. These are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. And we give you all the praise. Thank you also for the answers to all of our prayers. We give you all the glory. This morning, we are before your word asking that you will speak to us this morning. Let your word transform each one of us. We give you praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation we began looking at yesterday for this week is serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. Serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. We came to recognize that when it comes to our stewardship, a servant of God does not necessarily have to be a man or woman with a title. In fact, we said that whether it's old, young, male, female, with or without a title, anyone that is serving God and the interest of his kingdom is classified as a servant of God. That means that it's a matter of function, not a matter of title. And we began to recognize from scriptures yesterday, looking at specific examples of this reality. But let's begin this morning by realizing that you don't have to be a prophet to serve God. You don't have to be a prophet to serve God. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 28, the Bible says there that in the multitude of the people is the king's honor. He said, but in the want of the people is the destruction of the prince. In the multitude of the people is the king's honor. But in the want of the people is the destruction of the prince. In other words, the honor of the king is the gathering of the multitudes. Therefore, anyone that is a part of gathering the multitudes is honoring the king. And for us, our king is our God. Therefore, everyone that is a part of engaging in seeing the multitudes gathered is honoring God regardless of his title and regardless of his or her status. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30, the Bible makes us to understand this. He said, he that honors me, I will honor. So if you are part of honoring him, you are entitled to his honor. No matter whether you are male, female, old, young, educated, uneducated, it does not matter. You look at the testimony that we heard this morning of that sister was left alone with two children in secondary school, not knowing how to make ends meet, but then she decided to focus on Jesus. As she began to engage focusing on Jesus, he decorated her life. She said, I was in a rented apartment. I was in debt. Everything looked upside down. But here I am now. I'm able to pay my children's school fees for a year. They are in secondary school. They pay per term. But here she says, I'm able to pay it for the entire year. And not only that, I'm in a rented apartment. I'm able to buy land and build my own house. A supernatural turnaround just by serving God. So we see clearly from scriptures that it's not about a person's title or a person's calling. It's about the function of commitment to the assignment of serving God's agenda. We see an example in scriptures, and we're looking at the example of Job. Job can be described as a renowned business leader. And we see it from scriptures that he was described as an accredited servant of God. In Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, we have the description of the greatness of Job. There was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job. The man was perfect. He was upright. One that feared God. He eschewed evil. He said, and there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses. A very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all men that were in the east. This was the description of the greatness of this man called Job. But what was the pathway for that greatness? In verse 8 and verse 9, we see the Bible telling us there that God began to testify of Job. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That's God's testimony of the man. That is God saying to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the face of the earth. A businessman, but separated from everyone else. He said, a perfect man, an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the face of the earth. So our stewardship is not dependent on our title. Our stewardship is not dependent on our position. Our stewardship is not dependent on our gender. Have you considered my servant Job? He said, there is none like him on the earth. His stewardship had distinguished him. And as a result of that, you discover the greatness that resulted. If you look at what the scripture said there in this verse 8, you discover that all God was describing was his service. So the service there, his stewardship was the key to the greatness. God was not impressed by the greatness. God was the one behind the greatness. He said, now this man is serving me. And as a result of that, look at what I've made of him. So we must understand that when it comes to stewardship, looking at the example of Job, we find a man that was a renowned, business leader, but ended up accredited by God as a servant of God. And that's why it's important for us to continue to examine ourselves and begin to wonder, what is it that God's testimony will be concerning you, concerning me? What will God say? Will he say, just my son? No. You see, God does not only want sons, he wants 7 sons. Individuals that are engaging with his purpose upon the earth. In the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18, the Bible makes us to understand there, he said, and they shall be mine, said the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. He said, and then you will return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There's always going to be a difference between those who are serving and those who are not serving. That's why it's important for us to understand the necessity of positioning ourselves in our kingdom engagement, because it is the key to our distinction. It's important to note, therefore, that you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing into your destiny. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing into your destiny. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 all the way to verse 9, the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. He said, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. He said, let us therefore not be weary in well-doing. Don't start and stop. He said, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. So God is making it very clear that our consistency, our continuity in our engagement in kingdom stewardship is the key. We must understand that as we are engaging, we are investing. When a man is planting a seed into the ground, when the seed enters the ground, he cannot see anything, but he has put something inside. And it is a matter of time. That which was invested will surely come forth. It's important to note that every moment of engagement is a moment of investment. When you kneel to pray, engaging in kingdom advancement prayer, you are investing. When you go after the lost, you are investing. When you follow up after your converts, you are investing. And the Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season, you will reap it if you faint not. It's vital for us to understand, therefore, that every engagement is spiritual investment. And whatever is invested spiritually will be practically harvested. It's very important for us to understand that. In the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, it says there, thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. He said that there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You discover, where did it start? Thou shalt serve. And the rest is God's response. Thou shalt serve. And he shall bless. He will take. He will not permit anyone to cast their young. He will not permit them to be barren. The number of their days he will fulfill. Every one of them is God's response to one thing. You do one thing and he does all things. In response to our engagement. So our engagement in stewardship is not wasting of time. It is investment into destiny. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, the Bible says to us there, he said, if a man serve me, let him follow me. He says, and where I am, take note of that, where I am, there also shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Where I am, if he's serving me, he's entitled to come to where I am. My own honor becomes his honor. My decoration becomes his decoration. My glory begins to reflect upon his life. Where I am, there also shall my servant be. This is very important for us to understand. So the honor of God is reserved for the serving son. Those who are engaged in serving God are the ones who are permitted to be honored by God. In John chapter 5 and verse 44, we conclude with this. It says to us there, he said, yeah, they which seek honor one from another. He said, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. There is one that comes from only God. No one can give it except him. And it only answers to stewardship. May each one of us receive grace to position ourselves for this kind of honor by reason of our engagement in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand, lift your voice. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace to engage consistently in stewardship so as not to miss my own reward. I receive that grace this morning. 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 Thank you, Father, for it. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our thanks.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We serve a covenant-keeping God. Until we do what is commanded, God is not committed. Thou shalt serve. If you want your bread and your water blessed, thou shalt serve. You don't want to cast your young nor be barren in the land, thou shalt serve. You want him to take sickness away from you, thou shalt serve. You want the number of your days fulfilled, thou shalt serve. My covenant will I not break, nor alter those things that are gone forth out of my lips. We serve a covenant-keeping God, not a Father Christmas God. Until you do what he says, you can't commit him to what you want. Obedience may be costly, but the end result is priceless. Did you notice that in spite of the very grievous challenges of Job, in Job 42, verse 7 and 8, he still called him Job, my servant. Mm-hmm. Amen. You have not spoken of me, the thing that is right, as my servant Job. Job still serving God. He's lost everything. Now, verse 8, like my servant Job, he said, therefore, take unto you 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job. In that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. Now, and the Lord gave unto Job twice as much as he had before. It doesn't matter what challenges we have. It's no excuse for not serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Your restoration is not in view until your commitment is in place. Until your commitment is sustained, 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 sustained commitment. My servant, in spite of all those grievous mockeries that he suffered, my servant. Amen. Amen. Suffering and attack from within the family, my father. The wife said, curse God and die, my father, my servant, my servant. He kept at it. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I will appoint to you a kingdom as my father has appointed me. Amen. Amen. There is the place of continuity, sustainability in our walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God is not looking for who to rob. He's looking for who to enrich. God is not looking for who to rob. He's looking for who to enrich. God is not looking for who to enslave. He's looking for who to enthrone. You will not miss your place. Amen. Keep engaging. God who sees your engagement in secret, he shall reward you openly. Keep engaging on the prayer altar. Keep engaging in seeking after the lost. Keep engaging in serving God in the sanctuary. Amen. Amen. Keep engaging in your financial stewardship. Amen. Keep engaging. Keep engaging. Keep engaging. No force in hell can break God's covenant. You can't be serving him and lack his honor. He honors you at the end of the day. That challenge life, like you were told in that testimony, just came out of it in grass ties. You saw a young child of 24-year-old just blazing the trail. He said, I was hopeless and can't see a future, but man, I got it. Light broke through. And then I began to follow the light. I began to walk in the light. That's the way it works. Grace to serve him without looking back. Lift up your two hands and receive. Grace to serve God without looking back. Whosoever puts his hand upon the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Grace to serve you all the days of my life without looking back. Grace to enjoy serving you without looking back. Without reacting to the mockeries of men. I receive it. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Say with me, it is foolishness to be shameful of what is gainful. I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed. I will speak of thy testimony before kings and will not be ashamed. It is foolishness to be shameful of what is gainful. There is no man anywhere today in the kingdom that was not mocked yesterday. It is the mockery that has led to glory at the end of the day. Amen. They spat on his face, but now he's seated on the right hand of God in majesty. Amen. And forever
The ones that spat on him in the face are nowhere to be found. Their names are not written anywhere. But Jesus is today the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and forever and forever. Lift up those two hands and thank God for the grace that has come upon your life. Thank God for the grace that has come upon your life. God who sees your labor in secret, he will reward you openly. In Jesus' precious name. Can I remind you of what was said yesterday? You are not rewarded according to your membership. You are rewarded according to your stewardship. Everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, not his own membership, not his length of being in church, according to his own labor, according to his own labor, according to his own labor. You see, talking to people is my problem. Is talking to God your problem? When did you talk to God last? About someone in need. When did you talk to God last? About the newcomers. When did you talk to God last? About the next service. Your heart is not there. And without a heart for God, life is an open task. But eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what I have in store for them that love me. Please come awake. It's your year of unusual opportunity. Yes. Plunge yourself into it and stay there. Lift up those two hands. Give God thanks. Please, the youth explorers forum comes on today, as earlier announced, and the time is 4 p.m. It's going to be an awesome time. Light will be coming down from heaven and will be liberating the sons of men. Can I tell you this? There is no new generation truth. This Bible remains current eternally. Grace to connect with the eternal values of scriptures is coming upon everyone gathering into that program today. Amen. Light, light from heaven, light from heaven, light from heaven. You will receive it. Amen. Give him thanks.
Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Thank him. Father, we give you the glory. You are worthy of all praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.